ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्म वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुत्सुराः सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम्। सो इन् द 17th चाप्टर् भगवान् श्री कृष्ण इस् टाकिङ्ग् अबौट् द 3 कैण्ड्स् आफ् फेत्, श्रद्धा which is sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And in that shraddha, he talked about various aspects of our life, how it can be either sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. The purpose of this is, first of all, to understand where I am, not to look at others and say he is very rajasic or she is very sattvic or tamasic, but where do I fall in this? And if I do have any tamasic qualities in me or even rajasic, let me try to go towards sattva. So that is the purpose of studying these texts, that it gives us a goal or a purpose, that what is my purpose in life, to stay as long as possible in sattva. And then he talked about various aspects of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. He talked about what kind of gods they worship, what are their role models, what is the diet they eat, then what kind of yajna they do. Yajna does not mean only offering, but what kind of activities they do. Are their activities daily sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? And then last week we talked about tapa. Tapa means austerity, but here before tapa of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, Bhagwan talked about tapas of the body. And what is tapas of the body? Serving the wise people, and then ahimsa, brahmacharyam, and then tapas of speech. What is tapas of speech? Using language that is not disturbing others, speaking the truth, speaking less, speaking beneficial. And then manasik tapas, mental tapa, is where I keep my mind quiet, calm, and under control, and my action towards others is of love and compassion, and bhava samshuddhi, purity of nature. Then Bhagwan said the same tapa of body, speech, or mind can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. So what is sattvic tapa? We studied last week where it says tapas, that means here austerity does not only mean doing tapa, means living a life of conserving energy and evolving upward. So it is shraddhaya paraya taptam. So the tapas that is done with shraddha and without selfish, that what am I going to get out of it, is sattvic tapa. Then rajasic tapa, Bhagwan talked about. Rajasic tapa is where we do tapas, but it is for selfish, as we heard last week. We saw about like Ravana or Hiranyakashyap. They did tapa, but not for the benefit of society, as a lot of these Mahatmas and saints do. They did it for their own power, and that is rajasic. And it is done for satkara, that may people worship me, like Hiranyakashyap wanted everybody to worship, and for show off and for personal power. Now, what is tamasic? So we'll do that today, and we'll start with shloka number 19, chapter 17, shloka number 19. Mudagrahena atmano yat. Pidaya kriyate tapah. Parasyotsadanartham va.
Parasyotsadanartham va.
Tattamasamudahritam. Together. Mudhagrahenatmano yat. Pidaya kriyate tapah. Parasyotsadanartham va. Tattamasamudahritam. So what is tamasic tapa? Tapa here means austerity, self-control, even to some extent giving difficulties to the body. And as we said, sattvic and rajasic we talked about. Now what is tamasic? Mudhagrahena. Mudhagrahena means with a deluded notion. Deluded notion. Atmanoho yat pidaya. So that which is done for torturing the atma. Atma here does not mean the consciousness. That cannot be tortured, the self. But atma here means the individual, the individuality, my body and mind, when I am torturing. Pidaya, when pain is given. Yat kriyate tapaha. So tapaha, that is done with a foolish notion and torturing the body. Or parasya utsadanartham va. Parasya means of others. Utsadanartham means harming or destroying others. Or so the tapa could be for harming myself or for harming others. Tat tamasam udahritam. That is said to be tamasic tapa. So people do all kinds of self-torture, thinking that they will grow spiritually. They put, you know, nails in their tongue, or they sleep on nails, or on walk on hot coal, or excessively fast, you know, where to the point where their, you know, body becomes very weak, or just inflicting pain upon themselves, thinking that that will help me. Or it can be tapas, can be for harming others. As we said, parasya utsadhanartham. And there are a lot of black magics where you go to this black magic person and he will say, you know, you pay me so much and I'll chant these mantras and then I'll give you a doll. And if somebody you dislike and you want to torture him, if you poke a needle in his arm, it will, that person will get pain in the arm. If you put in the back, they will get back pain. So these people who practice these kind of black magic or these kind of, or if they do tapas, it is for harming another individual. May that person suffer. The thing is, even if somebody has done something wrong, ultimately there is a lawgiver who will take care of that. So I should not poison my mind that I do tapas or I do some austerity so that another person may suffer, and that is tamasic. All of you may have heard that story, but it's worth repeating. There was this man and his neighbor, and they didn't like each other. They didn't get along. So one starts doing tapas and other one does even more tapas. So Bhagwan appears to the first one. He says, "What would you like?" So he says, "I want a big mansion." And then Bhagwan appears to the second one. "What do you like?" He says, "Whatever you give the neighbor, give me double." So Bhagwan says, "Okay." So he got one mansion. This fellow got two mansions. So he looks up. The guy wakes up in the, "How did he get two mansions? I got one." He says, "Bhagwan, may I get $1 million?" So he gets $1 million. Other one gets 2 million. And the guy comes and tells, "You know, I got 2 million. So he said, "How did he get double? Everything I get, he gets double." So he asked Bhagwan. So Bhagwan said, "That's what he asked for. Everything you get, he will get double." He said, "Okay, let me be blind in one eye." Let me get blind. So that is tamasic tapa, where I am doing tapas, but not for my own progress, but to harm somebody and hurt somebody. And we find that in politics also, where people are belonging to a particular party and they don't have their own agenda. Their whole purpose is how much money I can make. So then another party will come, will give you whatever, you know, few lakh rupees or $1 million. And you switch parties. And their purpose is not to, because they believe in the agenda of the other party. I want to bring this party down. I don't like my leader. I want to make him lose. So they will switch parties and get money, and then the government falls and all this all this instability happens. So that is tamasic activity, where I am not doing anything which is good for me or for the nation. If he thinks, okay, this party is not doing good for the nation, other party will do better, then that is, you know, sattvic. But if I'm only doing to destroy one and then to gain selfishly, that is tamasic. Another example is, you don't believe in God and, you know, you don't like to have Bhagavad Katha, but say somebody across the street in the Maidan, in the garden, they organize a Katha, you know, and they're all chanting of God's name and bhajans are happening and nice teaching is going on, and you don't like God, you don't believe. So what do you do in your house? You install huge loudspeakers. They are so loud, and you play rock music or something, so nobody can hear the katha. So this is tamasic, because not only you are not allowing people to get the benefit of that. So the what it is that when we do tapas or austerity and when we do yajna, the energy is conserved. You know, when I don't spend in self-indulging and I live in austerity, but, you know, certain amount of fasting, certain amount of self-control is good. So I live in austerity, I conserve energy, then that energy should be channeled in the right direction. So that's what Bhagwan says. When you do yajna, when you do tapa, certain amount of energy is created in your body. You're living in self-control. You are depriving. Then that energy should be channeled towards service of society. And so next topic that Bhagwan is covering is dhanam or charity. What kind of charity I should do, and how is charity can be sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Actually, charity also can be of three kinds. Normally, we think charity is always good, helping others. But Bhagwan says, no, even dhanam or charity can be of three types. So we'll do shloka number 20. दातव्यमिति यत् न दातव्यमिति यत् दानम् दीयते नुपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतम् टुगेदर् दातव्यमिति यद्दानं दीयते नुपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतम् सो दातव्यम् इट् मस्ट् बि गिवेन् दट् इस् द इण्डिविजुवल्स् थिङ्किङ्ग् दातव्यम् इति Yat Danam. So that Danam, that charity which must be done. And Diyate, and it is given, charity is given, An Upakarine. Upakarine means what will I get? And here it is, I do not expect anything. I do because it is my duty. And Deshe Kale Cha Patre Cha. And without, and it is given to the right person, deshe, at the right place, kale, right time, and to the right person. So charity should be done to the right person, at the right time, and at the right place. That danam, satvikam smritam, is said to be satvik danam. So first thing is that we must give, and that is essential for everybody because we get so much from society that it is important to give back. So sharing is a must because even Saint Francis said, it is in giving that we receive. The more we give, the more the, you can call universe, Bhagwan, God, Brahman, returns, gives back to us. So the person says, I must give. I have so much. God has given me so much. I must share. And there is no expectation of any return that I have helped you. So what will I get? So if I help some particular cause, then, you know, will my name be there? Will I become famous? Or will I get a position on the board? You know, will I be on the board of trustees? Nothing like that. It is the right cause. It is a temple or a spiritual organization or a social which is doing good work. I just help. Of course, I have to investigate. And that is called deshe kale cha patre cha. So it should be given to the right person, or maybe a right organization at the right time and at the right place. Now, some people say, you know, giving charity in Haridwar is very good. That is true. But suppose there is some genuine person who is suffering, who is hungry and doesn't have money to eat and is really trying hard to get a job and giving them a meal, or there is a student who is studying and cannot afford their tuition. So helping them, yeah, going to Haridwar or donating at Makar Sankranti gives punya, but it should be at that time. Instead of waiting, you know, I'll give it in Makar Sankranti, you know, at the right time, just give it. It doesn't have to be, yeah, at right time you can do for punya, but when an opportunity comes, because if you start thinking about it or delay it, sooner or later the idea will go out. Why should I give? I shouldn't give so much. I should give less. And giving is not only money, but it can be time. You know, somebody needs help. They call for help, you go help. Somebody, you know, is lonely, you know, you go spend your time with them. Or love, somebody's hungry for love and has nobody to love them. They are lonely. You go out and share time and spend time with them and lovingly talk to them, take them a meal. So it can be time, it can be your love, it can be some effort, you know, somebody needs help in lifting something or putting something. And if you have the skill and you have extra time, go ahead and give it. And they say, but it should be done to the right place at the right time with the to the right qualified candidate. Then there is another school of thinking where they say that, for example, a tree. Now, tree, does it when it's giving its fruits, does it say, I'm only going to give my fruit to sattvic people? No, whoever comes and takes it is a patra. Or rain. Rain doesn't say, I'm only going to fall on good people's home and not fall on, spontaneously blesses everybody. Or the Surya Bhagavan, sun. Sun shines for everybody. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, crook, honest, dishonest, on everybody. So they say that my motive should be to help. And whoever comes is deserving as far as I'm concerned. So some people don't discriminate. They just help, like Pujya Gurudev, to give an example. He used to teach Upanishad to everybody, you know, and they say, no, no. In the beginning, the Brahmins, conservative, said, no, no, you shouldn't be teaching this knowledge to everybody. It should be only to people who know Sanskrit, not in English. And, you know, how do you know this person is, maybe he's drinking and smoking and eating meat and doing all those things, and you are giving him Upanishad knowledge? He's not a suitable patra. So Pujya Gurudev, Swami Chinmayanandaji, says, no, my purpose is to give the knowledge. The Shruti knows how to protect herself. Shruti means this knowledge will protect herself. A person who is supposed to get it will get it. A person who is not supposed to get it either will fall asleep or will not show up or will not benefit. So he says that my job, and he traveled throughout the world spreading this knowledge with the idea that people who are deserving will get it. People who are not deserving, this knowledge will not stay. And that's what they say, that this knowledge, one has to be qualified. That's why they say, develop sadhan chatushtaya, you know, vivek, vairagya, shama, dama, and mumukshutvam. When you have these kind of qualities, shraddha, uparati, titiksha, all those, then that knowledge will stay. Otherwise, if you are listening to Upanishad lecture and then go out and indulge and do all kinds of unethical things, then that knowledge will not have its benefit. So that's what they say, that when the opportunity comes, just give it. So there are two schools of thought of sattvic giving. One is, but if you cannot give it spontaneously, then do it in a sattvic way. Okay, I know a right place, right time, right organization, and I give it. And then it should be done with Shraddha. So I should have faith in the organization, and the idea should be to help. But not something I don't need, like people will say, you know, I have this old desk lying in my garage and chair. I have not used it in many years. Let me donate it to the Chinmaya mission. So they'll bring their old table and chair with dust. That's not charity, you know, where something I don't need and which is just lying. And sometimes people will tell us, you know, these things I have not used in many years. So the idea is that when you give, you do it with Shraddha. That's why in Taittiriya Upanishad it is said, Shraddhaya Deyam, Ashraddhaya Adeyam. So when you give to a particular place, you should give it with Shraddha, with faith that this person is doing good work and I should help them. And even to children, when we give Christmas gifts, they can be sattvic, rajasic, or tamasic. They say even Christmas gifts? Yes. Suppose a child has obesity problem or some, you know, sugar issue, and then you give them a coupon for 10 ice creams, you know, to whatever ice cream store, or you give them a box of chocolates and sweets, and the child is not supposed to. So that is tamasic. Or rajasic gift is like you give a train and it just goes round and round and does nothing. A child puts on the train and it goes. That's not teaching the child anything. He's just watching the train go round and round. So they say you should give gifts which are sattvic, means which make the child think, make the child learn. Depending on their age, you can give them Legos, give them blocks, give them books, you know, spiritual books if they are able to read. In the Chinmaya Mission, we have a lot of books which they can read, or which their parents can tell stories. If they are older children and going to high school, maybe giving them Bhagavad Gita or certain, you know, boxes or certain things that make them think, where they have to put together, they have to answer questions. So gift can also be tamasic, rajasic, or sattvic. And so that's why they say that true gift is given out of love. When I love somebody, then I want to do what is good for them. You know, that's why sometimes even your child wants something and you say, no, this is not the time. This is not, you know, he wants a car. And you say, no, you are not yet ready for a car or cell phone, and they're spending too much time on it or doing. So one has to be strict at the same time, but that strictness is not to hurt the child, but it is out of love. So that's what they say, that gifts that are given out of love and with the idea of helping that person. And later on, we'll see in this talk how even nations can be tamasic, rajasic, or sattvic. So gifts given out of love and to help another is sattvic. Now we'll talk about rajasic, shloka number 21. Yattu pratyupakarartham. Alamuddishya vapunaha. Tiyate cha pariklishtam. Taddanam rajasam smritam. Together, yattu pratyupakarartham kalamuddishya vapunaha tiyate cha pariklishtam taddanam rajasam smritam. So taddanam, the last word, last line, taddanam rajasam smritam. Such danam, such charity is said to be rajasic. And what it is, yattu, that indeed, prati upakarartham. Prati upakarartham means I give to somebody, but what am I going to get in return? What is my percentage? What is my benefit? And phalam uddishya, and looking at selfish gain. Or punaha. Punaha means again. So one is sattvic. Here it is rajasic. Sattvic is he doesn't care what do I get anything back or not. My idea is to serve, not to get anything back. But if I think that I must get something back, then that is rajasic. And phalam uddishya. Phalam uddishya means what is my motive, fruit. What is the result? What am I going to get out of it? Punaha, again, which is diyate, which is given, cha pariklishtam, with difficulty. You know, why do I have to do it? It is done grudgingly, with complaining. Other one is done spontaneously with love. This is done with, I help somebody, but I complain. Why do I have to help these people? Why can't? So that danam, which is given pariklishtam, with pain, tadanam rajasam smritam. So the first thing is, what do I get? So I help a politician in the election. You know, I give him $10,000 and he wins the election. After having won, I gave him $10,000. Then I go, there is $1 million contract. I want you to sign the papers. And so when he becomes a minister or a senator or something, then he will pass a bill to help me to get the contract. So by giving 10,000, I got a million. One example I heard is that, you know, in some of the toilets, there is no water. You know, they put that chemical so that, you know, water usage is less. And that idea is good. Okay, you don't waste water and you use chemical. But the plumbers union, I heard this, that they went to some assemblyman in California and gave him some money for that election. And they passed a law that even though no water is required, the pipe should come in case in the future we may need pipe. So they passed a law. So then there is no saving because you are installing the pipe and, you know, all that. So the person may have got some money to for his election, but so much money is being wasted by people who have to put pipes in case sometime. So that's what I'm saying, that in politics, this happens a lot where they give money to some politician and get so much in return. Unfortunately, that is the world we live in. Or it is done for name and fame. You know, people should know I am the newspaper and the TV, and everybody should know what a great charitable person I am. And as I said, I should be on the board. I should be. Yeah, if they appoint you, that's different. But to demand that I'm helping so that my name may come, that is rajasic. So for name or fame or newspaper, TV. Then done grudgingly. You know, I am sitting and doing nothing. And this person says, you know, can you help me? Aunt is coming and my bed is upstairs. Can you help me bring it down? I do it, but I say, you know, this guy, why this time he has to ask for help? You know, I go on complainingly and I don't say anything to him, but in my mind, I was relaxing and this fellow, he just asked for help anytime and he should see. If you are helping, then do it happily. But if you are doing it grudgingly, then that is called pariklishtam. That is tamasic. That is rajasic. And they say you should give in plenty. So if there is a need, you should give plenty. Especially if you have extra, you should give plenty. Not to give grudgingly. You know, like example is I'm sitting in with some, you know, very prominent people in the town and politicians and prominent leaders. Now there is a social organization and they know that this man normally doesn't give. But when he's surrounded by all great people, then you go ask him, you know, we need some donation for our mission, for our church, for our Red Cross or what. And this guy, normally he doesn't give, but because there are people around him, when he wants to show that I'm such a child. So he will reluctantly say, "Is time pe aage? Why did they come at this time? Don't they know I'm with all these prominent people? Now I have to give." So he will write a check, but grudgingly come. And it's very common, you know, people do that. And so they say, but whatever, if you're going to give, give in plenty. Because that's what even in the Taittiriya Upanishad it says. Whatever you can afford, especially if you have more. There's a very famous mongoose story in the Mahabharata I just recently heard. Very interesting story. So Yudhishthira, after he won the battle and of Kurukshetra and became the emperor, he did a big yajna, Rajasuya yajna, after a while, after he had settled down. And a lot of pujas and yajna was done. Offerings were given to Brahmins, to poor people. Lot of people were helped. Very great yajna. And when the yajna was over and the ashes were there of the fire, which has cooled down, a mongoose comes and he starts rolling in the fire. This is in the Mahabharata. See, who is this mongoose and why is he here? And half his body was made of gold. Other half was plain. And he was rolling in the mud, in the ashes. And then he came out and then Yudhishthira asks him, what are you doing? So mongoose starts talking. He said, this is not a yajna, what you have done. Kuch yajna nahi. He said, what do you mean yajna nahi? And all the Brahmins were praising, all the people were saying how much charity has been done. You're saying this is no yajna? He says, I turned over and my body didn't, only half my body is gold. I thought by coming here and rolling in the ashes, my other half will become gold too. He says, how did your first half become gold? He said, a few months ago, I went to this Brahmin's house. And Brahmin was very poor. There was a famine there. And with great difficulty, he got some food. And so he shared it with himself, his wife, his son, and daughter-in-law. Very, very little, all four of them had. And then as they were about to eat, there was a knock on the door. And they opened the door. And there was this man who was almost dying, you know, very hungry. He said, I'm so hungry. If I don't get food, I'll die. You know, I need food. And he looked really bad, almost dead. And I was there. And this Brahmin gave his meal to this man. And he said, my hunger is still not satisfied. Wife gave, still not satisfied. Son gave, still not fully satisfied. Daughter-in-law gave. Now my hunger is satiated. And he felt so good and he blessed them. He was a Mahatma and he said, all four of you will get moksha. When you leave this body, you are blessed with moksha because you helped me to survive that. And as they were offering, little bit of rice fell on the floor. And I rolled in that rice and half my body became golden. And I thought that by coming to your yajna, my other half will become golden too. So then Yudhishthir gets a lesson that whatever I have, it should be given plenty and it should not. And people, all the Mahatmas and Brahmins who were praising the yajna, they understood that if you have more, you should give more without the feeling that I am helping. So giving with the idea that I will get praise, not that Yudhishthir did it, but when everybody starts praising, then sometimes your mind also gets, you know, oh, I have done so much. So it should not be sakama, it should be nishkama. The yajna should be nishkama, where it doesn't matter what I get. That's why even in our pledge, we say giving more than what we receive, producing more than what we consume and giving more than what we take. So that is the idea of danam. It should be done without any selfish motive, with the idea of helping others and without what will I get. Now we'll see what is tamasic danam. Shloka number 22, chapter 17, shloka number 22. Adeshakale yaddanam.
Adeshakale yaddanam.
Apatre bhyascha diyate.
Apatre bhyascha diyate.
Asatkritam avagnyatam.
Asatkritam
avagnyatam. Tattamasamudahritam. Together, adeshakale yaddanam apatrebhyascha diyate asatkritam avagnyatam tattamasamudahritam. So, adeshakale means at the adesha means place, kala means time. So at the wrong place and at the wrong time, yat danam, that charity, and apatrebhya, to the wrong kind of person. Cha means and, diyate. So charity that is given to the wrong person at the wrong place or at the wrong time. And then asatkritam. Asatkritam means without respect. And avagnyatam, with insult. Insult given, that is called tamasik. So that which is given to the wrong person at the wrong time, at the wrong place, or given with insult or without respect, that is tamasik. So what do we mean by wrong person at the wrong time, at the wrong place? It is like you go into a bar and you say, today is my birthday. So free drinks for everybody. That is the tamasic gift. You have given free drinks to everybody, but that is tamasic. So this reminds me of a joke. So there was this Indian guy with a cap, you know, topi, Gandhi topi, sitting in a corner of a bar. And this man comes. He says, free drinks for everybody, except that man there with the topi, that Indian guy. No free drinks for him. So that guy smiles. So this guy says, I'm insulting him. And he says, second round of free drinks for everybody, except for that guy there. And he starts laughing. So third round, and this guy is even happier. So he tells the bartender, he says, every time I insult him, he gets happier. Why? He says, oh, he's Mr. Patel. He's the owner of the bar. He said, the more you insult him, the happier he. So that is called tamasic. That is a tamasic gift, where you are giving free drinks to everybody, or you know somebody is a drug addict, and you know he's sitting in one corner, and you've seen him buying drugs and selling drugs, and he comes ask for money, and you give money. A very beautiful example of a tamasic gift is, like, suppose there is a nephew who doesn't work. You know, he's graduate, he's very smart, and his parents help him. And so he lives in this apartment all day, just listening to music on his phone and, you know, eating, smoking, and not working. And rich uncle comes, you know, and he says, uncle, you know, he said, how's it going? Uncle, I'm, you know, I have money issues. I have problem. Uncle writes him a check for $5,000. Now, you know that this guy is not working. He is fully qualified. He's a graduate. But he's sitting home and just smoking and drinking and eating and not working. And his apartment is a mess. It's a personal appeal. And to give such a person $5,000 is a tamasic gift, because then you are encouraging him to become more dependent on society. The idea is to help somebody to become independent, like somebody needs education and he can't afford it. You pay for his tuition so that, okay, this person will learn, graduate, and then become a positive contributor to society. But if you give it to a person who doesn't need it or misuses the money, then that is tamasic. And as we said, you know, giving sweets to a diabetic, or you know somebody has diet issues and then you bring food to their house, and then, you know, giving them things. So things that are harmful. And as we said, encouraging people to drink, smoke, use alcohol. And in fact, when the smoking, they wanted to popularize, I remember in the 60s and 70s, they used to give free cigarettes, you know, on the street corners. Now, of course, it's not allowed. And in other countries, they advertise and they sponsor, these cigarette companies sponsor big events like car race or, you know, some famous sports event. Why? And then they will offer free cigarettes to everybody who comes. So the idea is, once or twice they smoke, then they will get addicted. So this is purely tamasic. So that is one, you know, that you do give things that are harmful. Other tamasic gift is where you insult somebody and disrespect somebody, like a beggar comes and you say, get out of here. I don't want to see your face. Here's 5 rupees, never come back and show me your face. You insult him or make him feel bad, or even you help somebody, but then you make him feel that I'm superior and you are inferior and I'm doing you a favor. And then you keep reminding, you know, remember when you needed help and how I helped you, and you don't even show any gratitude. So you keep making that person feel low, feel inferior, feel insulted. So that gift, which is given without respect and by insult, is called tamasic. So the idea, they say, is that one should have Ishwara Bhava, that whoever has come to me is God himself. Once you see God in everybody, then you say that my job is to give. And whoever has come as is Bhagwan himself. So then I don't even worry about whom am I giving, whom am I not giving. I'm just sharing. I'm just giving. And I'm giving like the tree or like the sun or like rain, where I give it to everybody. And ultimately, there is, if a person has come, and the opportunity is to give, I just give it spontaneous. So that is hard. The other way is to do it sattvic, where you select the right place, right time to the right person. But the idea should be that Bhagavan himself is there in everything, in everybody, God is there. And if I am helping, that is God himself. So whoever has come to my door is divine. And that Ishvara Bhava is very important while giving. Whatever I have is his gift to me. A Gurudev said, whatever you have is his gift to you. What you do with it is your gift to him. He doesn't need it, but giving, I am purifying my mind. I am making my mind unselfish. I am reducing my jealousy, my greed, and all those things, possessiveness. And by giving, ultimately, if it's given to the right place and right time, the Lord himself will give more than what we have given. Now, this giving can be at the individual level or even at the national level. Like a country helps another country, but they give them weapons. You know, America, Russia are famous for that. When the Israel and Arab are fighting, they sell weapons to both. They sell weapons to Israel and they sell weapons to the Arabs. And they are both fighting and killing each other, and weapons are being used. And who is benefiting? We are. America or Russia or France, you know, these countries who make weapons, they don't discriminate. Even terrorists, sometimes they will supply them with weapons, you know, to create them. They say, as long as I'm making a profit, what that person does is his problem. So that is a tamasic gift, where you are giving weapons for destruction. And you know that nothing good can come out of it. Or like where they sell these manufacturers who manufacture these AK-47, where they can shoot 200 rounds in a minute. Now those are being sold openly, and that can only be for mass murderers, right? An ordinary person on the street, why does he need an AK-47? So selling such guns, manufacturing such guns, marketing, and then same thing, cigarettes, you know, alcohol, all of these products ultimately are going to be harmful. So manufacturing, promoting, selling, that is all tamasic. Then rajasic is where maximum profit, a country desperately needs. I remember when there was a food shortage, and countries were selling food to India, were sending food to India as aid. But their condition, and India wanted to make a fertilizer factory, and they said, our condition of giving food is you are not allowed to make fertilizers. You have to buy from us. And then they will give them GMO grains, which then they have to again keep buying and buying from you. So charity is done, but with maximum benefit. What can I get out of it? Like in China, in Sri Lanka, I heard recently, the Chinese in the last few years made a port and they spent a lot of money. But then they told Sri Lanka that this money we are giving you as a loan, and they put very high interest. And the interest was so much that Sri Lanka, with this COVID, with the lack of drop of tourism, they couldn't pay that loan back. So then Chinese said, okay, we'll come and take over the port. So they captured the port. Now the port belongs to China. Even though it is in Sri Lanka, now every ship that stops, the Chinese make. So that is rajasic, where I'm not doing it to help, but how can I get maximum out of it? So that is a rajasic gift. So sattvic gift is one where a nation is helping another nation so that they may grow. So helping them to build a factory, or helping them in education, helping them to build a college, or helping them where they can make their own medicines. They don't necessarily have to buy drugs from us. They can, helping them to manufacture their own drugs, manufacture. So that is a sattvic gift, where a country is helping another so that this country may grow, may prosper, and become self-sufficient. If you are going to make the country more dependent on you and you are going to get more profit, then that is rajasic or can even be tamasic. It can hurt that country. Same thing in medicine. They say, how can medicine be tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic? They said, yeah, even doctors or medicine can be tamasic, rajasic, or sattvic. So tamasic doctor is one, a person comes asking for drugs, you know, pain medicine. And you know, this guy doesn't need it. He's just addicted to it, or he's getting addicted. And you keep supplying him pain medicine, psychiatric medicine, and all these. Just, and there are some mills where they don't ask any question. You know, you need a prescription. Yes, give me $65. Take the, and they'll give prescription to anybody for Vicodin and Opiate, this heavy duty pain medicine. One is, of course, illegally selling drugs. That is very tamasic, of course, you know, where on the street corner, you're catching children and selling them drugs and then getting them addicted, or you give them free drugs in the beginning and they get addicted. But there are some doctors also who unfortunately will do that, where they will just prescribe to anybody. You know, they, you want a prescription, just pay me this much money. And as, and some of these doctors get caught and sent to jail because of prescribing drugs, where without even doing a proper physical, without seeing whether the person needs it or not. So that is tamasic. And then doing things that are harmful to that patient. You know that this person is going to get addicted, it is harmful, but keep on prescribing, keep on giving is tamasic. What is rajasic medicine? Where I do something for maximum profit. Whether the patient needs it or not, I, you know, do unnecessary surgery so I can make money out of it. And that could even be harmful, could be tamasic. Or making the patient come every month, even though he doesn't need, you know, he can come 6 months or 3 months or 6 months. So no, you come every month and I will see you and I will charge you and then only I will. So that is rajasic, where even though you are helping the patient with medicine, with surgery, but you are doing it not because the true motive is profit. How much can I get out of it? That is the true motive of a doctor. And what is sattvic physician? Sattvic physician is one who, it's not that we don't need to be paid. Obviously, doctors need to be paid, pharmacists need to be paid, the hospitals need to be paid, but the charges are reasonable and they are done so that the patient may benefit. So instead of keeping giving him diabetic medicine, you send him to a dietitian and say, okay, this is the things you should eat, this you should not eat. You still give medicine, but the main purpose is how can this person not become dependent on medicine? So making this person healthy or encouraging him, you know, join a gym, you know, membership in a gym, encouraging him to go there or to walk or to exercise, to eat healthy, to sleep better, you know, to reduce the work. If they are overworking and they are stressed out, instead of just giving him psychiatric medicine, antidepressant, you tell him and advise him, look, you need to work less, you need to work, you know, share, get some partners. So the medicine is given, but the, you give what is required, charge reasonably, and make that person independent, where the person does not need me. So even medicine can be tamasic, rajasic, or sattvic. And the main thing is that when it is done out of love and to help, those are the two very important things. When I give, it should be done with love, with the idea of helping, and with Ishwara Bhava, that the patient standing in front of me is Bhagwan himself. Or even a nation helping, that by helping, I am serving God. That's why we say we seek the Lord's grace to keep us on the path of virtue, courage, and wisdom. May thy grace and blessings flow through us to the world around us. We chant every Sunday in our pledge, but we have to bring it into our life, that God's grace may flow through us to the world around us, and we believe that the service of the country is the service of the Lord of Lords, and devotion to the people is the devotion to the Supreme Self. That's why in the Sunday Bal Vihar, every week, we are having children focus on one part of the pledge. Like last week, we said we stand as one family. Today, the children will talk about bound to each other with love and respect. So the children chant the pledge every Sunday, but they do it in a hurry. But in this way, they will focus on each aspect of the pledge. Why are we chanting the pledge? Why are we repeating? And why Pujya Guru, they've said that every Sunday. So that is called sattvic. So where I am doing it as a service of Lord, and whatever I have is the Lord's grace, His prasad, and may the Lord's grace flow through us to the world around us. May whatever I'm doing is His grace. I have nothing in it. I am not the owner. I am just a caretaker. I am just a keeper of this knowledge, of this wealth. And Bhagwan may get it. Bhagwan may give it to me, and then I'll just share it with others with an attitude of gratitude that, Bhagwan, it is because of you that I have this opportunity to serve. So without getting arrogant, thankful to Bhagwan that how many people get an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to share. And it can be sharing, it can be wealth, it can be time, even knowledge. If you can share knowledge, that's why they say, I was reading somewhere, that the opportunity to bring others on the religious path of dharma is the highest danam. That's why we have to be grateful to Pujya Gurudev, because he has put us in this, given us these books and this material and this organization where the spiritual knowledge can be shared. And that is the biggest danam. If you can bring somebody on the spiritual path, there is no greater danam than that. So that's why we have to thank Pujya Gurudev and Swami Ishwarananda ji and Tejomayananda ji and all these acharyas who have written these books, taught us this material, so that we can grow spiritually. So here we will end. There was one question people asked. How can I make all my activities sattvic? You know, how can I do that? I sometimes forget. I do something which is rajasic or tamasic. How can I make all my activities sattvic? How? We'll discuss next week. Next week, we'll talk about how all my activities can be sattvic. So that will be the topic, and that will be the concluding topic of the 17th chapter. It might take 2 weeks. We'll finish it, and then we'll start the 18th chapter. So we have time now. If anybody has any questions, comments, I'll put it on gallery view so everybody can see. Yeah, if anybody has any questions or comments, either in the audience or on Zoom, please feel free to ask or add.
I have a question.
Yes.
About the Dan. Nowadays, there are so many non-profit. You get mail, you get phone calls. How can you determine who to donate and who to not? It is so hard.
Right.
And I had a habit of sending check when I get a mail and things, and it's like, then they send you more mail. And so how can you decide these?
Yeah, so what's
happening? And you feel emotionally guilty too if you don't give.
Right, right. So Varshaben is asking, we get a lot of mailings from charitable organizations and they keep asking and we feel guilty. So how to determine? So I think that there the either one is like the tree, you know, I just give it to everybody. Another way is if you feel that I'm not sure, then you investigate the organizing. How much percentage of the donation goes into administrative costs? Some of the organizations, 65-70% of the money goes for administrative costs, you know, for hiring, and a very little 20-30% only goes for charity. So doing a little investigation or picking one or two or organizations where you know good work is done, and then giving them in plenty. That's why they say Shraddhaya Deyam, Ashraddhaya Adeyam. So if you do not know about the organization, or if you cannot investigate, then find out one or two or three that are genuine, that are good. You can ask people and then support them in plenty, instead of giving a little to many of organization, writing small checks. So doing a little investigation yourself, or just be like the tree. Okay, whoever comes, I'll just give it. You know, that's that. Then that the Bhagwan is there in everybody. So then I just give it. So those are the two ways. One is give it like Ishwara Bhava, or investigate.
I have another thing about, because my dad taught me, who are you to judge?
Yes, that is exactly true. Yeah, who am I to judge whether this person is worthy or not worthy? I just give. So that is another way. But there are two schools of philosophy that both are sattvic. One is I just give it to whoever comes. But another one is I focus and I concentrate and then put more in the one I believe in, the organization or that. So that is, but they both are right. Both are right. So it's up to an individual's thinking.
Hari Om, Anil, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I like the way you beautifully started saying that, you know, we always, it's human tendency to kind of identify like who has more rajas or who has more tamas or who are sattvic. So just recently, few days ago, when I was talking to my sister, we were talking about an uncle who lately has become, you know, more one of the main ones was more of tamasic because of age factor and other things. So I'm that's the one thing I wanted to make a comment, that it was very well explained with examples. And one of the questions I had also was like how to make, because some activities do require us to be more rajasic. Some activities, you know, unfortunately, we just get tamasic. So I look forward to your next lecture to hearing about how to make as much as possible everything sattvic. Thank you.
Thank you. No, rajas is required to get up in the morning to work, like you are a physician. Yeah. So, you know, you need to see patients. So that is activities, rajas. You're spending 6 hours, 8 hours a day. But rajas should be mixed with sattva. The idea that I am helping. So again, tamas, you need to sleep at night. You need to become tamasic. Otherwise, you won't be able to sleep if your mind is agitated. So before sleeping, you know, going to bed, you chant the Lord's name and you breathe and do some gentle pranayam to quieten the mind. So that is necessary. But rajas should be mixed with sattva. So when I'm seeing patients, I am seeing with the idea that God is in there in front of me. And I am helping that person. So I should do my best to help that person to the best of my ability, not what can I get out of it, but what I can give. And the money will come, you know, as a physician or whatever profession I'm doing and whatever job I'm doing, money will come. But that should not be the main motive. Main motive should be help and love. Then my actions become sattvic. So rajas should be mixed with sattva. And same thing, tamas, before going to bed, if I chant some, do some chanting and some breathing and listen to some bhajans or something, then my mind becomes quieter and then sleep with sattva. So that is, so every activity should be mixed with sattva, but we'll talk next week a little more about how activities.
Thank you.
Again, as I said before, these three are not to judge others, but to judge myself. That am I tamasic, rajasic, or sattvic? And as far as possible, become more sattvic. Thank you, Veena, for your comments.
Thank you, Anand.
Anybody else? Kusum, you would like to add anything?
Guruji says very beautiful thing about charity. He said charity means mitigating the wrong committed by commission or omission in earning the wealth.
Right.
And he says also that it has spiritual benefits that accrue to the donor. One is it means to remove our habit of collecting and hoarding. Second, it removes the attachments, minus, and pride in possessions. And he said the best thing that we can give, the highest thing we can give, is to surrender our ego. Yes. Because everything belongs to God. You know, we are just a receiver. He gives us everything. But only the ego that we possess, we should surrender it. Just like King Bali gave away his kingdom to Lord Vamana, and to fulfill his promise, he finally gave away his ego and became immortal. So behind all this, that what you said, give it Ishvara power, is, I think, just to say everything is yours, I'm giving back to you, whoever it goes to it, you know. And he says, nature gives us all while receiving. Do I ever question, do I deserve to get it? When giving, why question, does he deserve to get it? So that is something to reflect. And second thing I like that you said, that whenever the thought comes, you just give it. You don't have to wait for Rishikesh or Haridwar or, you know, the Jayanti or any days. Just give it. And that gives the example that, you know, the Karna was a Danavira. And he was a generous giver. As he was, one day he was occupied doing something with his right hand. So he gave dana or donation with the left hand, which is inauspicious, considered inauspicious. So he was questioned about the appropriateness of using his left hand. And he said, what if I change my mind by the time I free my right hand? It's better to give than not ever to give. So I think it's many a times it happens that we thought, think about, oh, okay, let's give it to like $1,000. Then said, no, why give 1,000, give 500. But if we give it right away, then there is no second thought. So I thought that was very useful. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, we'll do the closing prayer. There will be no class next 2 weeks. There is one more class, 18th. Sorry, 18th Sunday will be one class, Bhagavad Gita. Then 25th and January 1st, there will be no class. So there is one more class on 18th, and see you then. And thank you very much. We'll do the closing prayers. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti 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 Hi. Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Nama. Hari Om. Thank you very much. Hari Om.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anindji.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You'll close, right? You'll do. Thanks. Thank you.